We are back with the Rookie and the Vet podcast. We've been talking about the professional side of things. Now we're going to move over to the personal side of things. And I know, Katie, on the break, we were talking about how you've gone through about three phases of your life. Do you want to go and talk about that a little bit more?
Yes, absolutely. I think it's kind of a really important subject when you are not only starting your own business, but also when you are running a business. To talk about your personal life and how it can really be affected, just so people kind of understand that as well. When I first started my business, I was married. I had been married for a year or two when I had decided that this was an adventure that I wanted to go on and kind of start my own business. But it ultimately affected my marriage. And I was with someone that didn't want me to spend as much time working, which is understandable. But this was my passion. This was my life goal. And it really wasn't something that I was willing to give up. So when starting a business and growing this business, I kind of lost one huge relationship in my life. So I've been through definitely three different phases. One where you start off in a relationship with someone, and unfortunately, I don't want to say the business ruined it, but I chose the business over that relationship. It may not be right in some people's eyes, but I knew it's what I wanted to do. And then going kind of into the single phase of my life and really devoting all the time to the business and doing my own thing, traveling, working, growing it. And then to a couple years later, meeting someone, and he has a daughter and having now a family life. Now that is just as important to me as the business. So maybe I got to that point where I could really focus on other things too.
That's a lot of different changes that you go through in your personal life. And I think anybody who is in any business for any amount of time is going to eventually go through a lot of those same situations or those different changes in their lives. And the dynamics of how you are able to dedicate yourself to your business can change. I know that you had mentioned that in the beginning you were in a situation where an ultimatum was given to you. Let's be honest, nobody likes an ultimatum to
Never.
Be given to them, right? So nobody wants that. But I mean, I honestly commend you for standing up and saying, hey, this is what I do. This is my passion. This is my life. This is my career. And if you don't understand that, that's okay. I respect that. But I have to continue to keep going down my path.
Yeah. And there is somebody out there that will support what you're doing. You know what I mean? So it's important to find that person. You know, speaking from personal experience, I'm definitely in the first single phase per se. I know I have a girlfriend. We've been dating for 3 years, but I'm not financially committed to her yet. So I'm still in the phase where I can devote just inordinate amounts of time to my business and stuff like that. I know that going down the road, you know, 3-5 years down the road, that's not going to be like that anymore. And I'm going to be having to have more balance between family and business life, which can be difficult.
Sure. And maybe it makes sense for us to kind of explore the idea of does it make sense maybe to start creating those levels of balance, even though you have the time that you could dedicate as much time as you wanted to it? Does it almost make sense to start creating those levels of balance now so that that's not such a big shift in your life once that happens?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one thing that I definitely do need to work on that I've noticed in myself is I just take huge pieces of time and just do like 12 hours at a time, just devoting it to business and editing and all this stuff. I definitely need to work on personally in myself and finding more balance.
And you don't want to get burnout.
Yeah.
That's one thing too. I think that we all work a lot in this industry and any industry in general. And if you really want to devote time, it's great. But I agree with David. You need to set those boundaries early. I think I didn't. I worked from 6 a.m. until 1 in the morning sometimes. I still do it during crazy busy season, but that's very, very, very rare now. I'm now where I have a team that can kind of balance that out and help with things too. I also set some boundaries in my business where I don't really take appointments after 7 p.m. except for one night a week. We understand that people work and you can't talk, but I can't go to the doctor during evening hours. So people can take doctor's appointments. So they also, this is a very important time in their life. They can adjust a little bit too. We still talk at 5 and 6, so it doesn't affect everyone's day. And we do take one evening night a weekend. But I kind of tell people, hey, I have a family now. I have a daughter. And they understand. So it's okay to say those things too.
Yeah, I think just being able to communicate with your client, I think that's a big component of it. And they understand that, yeah, you do have a life. Your life doesn't necessarily revolve around your business. But I think that what you're doing is you're establishing those, we'll kind of call them boundaries. That's not, it might be a strong word, but you're establishing those guidelines with your clients, and then that's good. And the important thing, and I think all of us have probably fallen short on this, is that we establish that, and then we kind of get lax a little bit, and we get a text at 10 o'clock at night and we respond to it, or we get an email at midnight and we respond to it. And then all of a sudden that person thinks that they can email you or text you that late at night all the time. And so it's important for us to really be careful on that, in those areas.
Absolutely. And I've also said to people sometimes, like, I would love to talk every night of the week until midnight. But if I'm doing that, then I'm talking 7 days a week all evening, because I work 2 to 3 weeknights or weekends on a wedding. So we just have to kind of let people know that, yes, you're a priority. It's definitely a priority of ours, and we're going to take care of it right away.
The work is available, like, in proximity. Like, my computer sits in my room. Like, I'm gonna work on stuff, you know what I mean? So you have to have it in within yourself to say, like, all right, I'm gonna set this and this time to do this work, and then after that sometimes just shut it down, you know what I mean? Because I noticed that, if I'll say, oh, I'll work till 5 o'clock, it's 5 o'clock, no, I can still keep going, you know what I mean? So it's really easy. You have to shut it down, just say, like, I'm turning this off and I'm gonna go work on something else.
You know, some people will listen to us and say, that's hogwash, you know, I'm going to work until I can't work anymore. And that's okay. Like, if somebody chooses to do that, that's okay. I just think from an experience standpoint, Katie and I could probably both agree that over time that does start to wear on you, and you will start to get burnout. You will start to lose focus of why you started doing this in the first place.
Exactly. The other day is a perfect example. Tessa on my team has been with me for a year. She's coming on full time, so I'm doing a lot of training with her. And I could just tell that her and I were both getting to the point where we're brain dead almost. And you don't want someone that you're working for to be brain dead. So you want, we want our clients to know that everything's fresh in our mind, great in our mind. So we kind of move away.
And another thing that I was just thinking of was, we live, especially on social media, we live in this hustle culture, right? Where everyone's like, oh, work until you can't. Like, you know, songs like I Don't Get Tired. Like, there's a culture around like putting in the work and who's working more than who. And like, I think that can get really like twisted. And if you don't keep that in check, it can become really unhealthy.
There's nothing wrong with giving your whole dedication to whatever it is that you're doing. But I think the key is learning how to do it smart. You know, the old saying, work smarter, not harder, is a valuable piece of advice that everybody should take. And in the beginning, when you first start, it's going to be a lot more work. It's going to be a lot more effort. And those 12-hour days and those 16-hour days and those 20-hour days are going to happen. I think the best thing that we're trying to offer as a suggestion to anybody who's new and fresh and getting started is that, number one, as we go back to what we were talking about earlier, is if you take the time to really learn from somebody who's already been through all of that stuff, they can help you avoid a lot of those pitfalls, so that when you're ready to get out there on your own, hopefully maybe you have a better understanding and a better foundation of how to be able to balance your life, your personal life and your professional life.
Absolutely. And I think I do a poor job of this. I try to take every Monday off, but I do find myself going just through emails and things like that. And I'm trying to reteach myself to really take those days off and really focus on us.
That's a great point. One thing that I still need to work on as well is just how to take just like a day for yourself, or even a half day for yourself. Cause I mean, truthfully, like I don't remember the last time I like haven't done anything around, you know, business. Right. And it's really easy when it's our business, or it's, you know, to just keep working and working, cause the work never really ends. So
it is tough. It is tough. And when you see growth and when you see momentum, the last thing you want to do is stop your own momentum. Yes. Like, that's probably the biggest challenge, is when you see that, man, what I'm doing now versus what you and I, Nick, have this conversation all the time. What I'm doing now versus what I was doing 2 months ago, like, I'm going nonstop and I'm growing. The last thing I want to do is stop that right now.
Right.
And I think that it's important to realize that just taking half a day is not going to stop that momentum.
Yeah.
And it's actually going to recharge your batteries, and you're going to kind of miss it. So when you come back after that half a day, you're going to put even that much more effort into it.
Yeah, absolutely. To be refreshed and rejuvenated, you know, as you mentioned, Katie, you know, walking around, like, you don't want to be brain dead. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to be way more efficient if you just take a half day, or take a day for yourself where you're just going to recharge yourself, you'll be way more productive on the next 6 days than you would if you just didn't take that day.
All right, you guys, you're listening to the Rookie and the Vet podcast. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back to wrap up our conversation with Katie Turkle.
The drippy, I'm fitted up. Hop in my car and a giddy up. Secure the bag, yeah, I get the bus. Pick it up, pick it up, pick it up. You see the drippy, I'm fitted up. Hop in my car and a giddy up.
We're back talking with Katie Turchik, and we had a great conversation talking about how your life evolves and your business evolves when you bring on new people or when your personal life circumstances change. You have children, you get married, you maybe get divorced. I mean, who knows? That happens. We get it. It happens. And I know that we all work in the wedding industry, but life is real and it happens. And so we're going to kind of just wrap things up today, just offering some tips, some of the high-level key point things that I think we talked about today that we really want to drive home. And we'll start on the professional side. So for me, I think for me, the number one thing is do not be afraid to work for somebody else who's already established before you get out there and you do your own thing.
Absolutely. So I think some of the top tips for before you start your own business is really do the research. Doing the research, also working for someone that has done this position and can kind of guide you and teach you. And I think you also need to meet with a business advisor or someone that can help you with that, because there's so many business pieces that you don't even know about. Accounting, taxes, license, insurance, all of that. I still feel like I'm learning things 15 years later.
Yeah, those are great points that we didn't even really get a chance to talk about today. And we maybe in a later podcast should dive more into those kinds of things, because those are the things that people always overlook. They're so excited about the creative process of whatever they do from a creative standpoint that they overlook all of those things. And overlooking all of those things is typically the reason why a business fails.
And one of the tips that I can give from my experiences to anyone that's starting a business or thinking about starting a business, you're not any less of a business owner or in the future or a person if you go seek work from somebody else. Like, you're not putting yourself aside. You're not putting your business goals aside. You're able to kind of get the knowledge that you need to see, first of all, if you even this is something you're interested in doing, but also to learn for yourself in the future.
Sure. Mentorship is kind of a lost magical thing in our industry that I would love to see people find more often. And I think a way that you could really get more out of mentorship is maybe finding a mentor that doesn't even do the same thing you do. Okay, like that's what's been working really well for you and me, Nick, yeah. Is that you do videography, I do DJ. There's no quote-unquote competition, because that's another conversation we could go on forever about within this industry. But there's no competition there, so I don't feel like I'm quote-unquote training my competition. I'm helping somebody else within the industry learn the aspects of business, because he already knows how to do video. You know how to shoot video. Yeah. You know how to edit video, and you know how to find the information to get to the next level on those things that I can never give you. But what I can give you is the advice from the business standpoint and the things that I've learned from that.
I go to a conference every year. It's a photography conference, has nothing to do with coordinating. And we're actually coordinating the conference this year. And David, I think you are doing the DJ
services.
I'll be there. I honestly think that I learned the most out of any conference I've ever been to by going to this photography conference, because it has nothing to do with another coordinator teaching their ways. We learn from all the other vendors that are photographers or videographers that are going to this on what they want, what they look for, what their clients want. So it helped me more than any other conference ever. So I think that's a great point.
Sometimes we can get tunnel vision on what our job is and what our responsibility is. And especially in the event industry, you think, I always look at it as like a puzzle, and every vendor or every professional that's involved in that. So your videographer is one puzzle piece, your photographer, your planner, your DJ, your caterer, your cake maker, your dressmaker, your makeup artist, your guests, you, the venue, all of those are pieces of the puzzle. And we have to remember that if you think about a puzzle in itself, a puzzle is never complete, and it's never comes to the beauty of what it can be until each piece comes together and creates that one big image or that one big puzzle, whatever the case may be. And so it's important for us to understand that our piece in all reality is no more important than any other piece of that puzzle. And by doing things like you said, Katie, I think it's a great suggestion, is really going and learning about what other people do that are associated with what your job is. So for us in the event industry, all of those things make sense. If you're not in the event industry, there's still going to be people that are going to kind of work side by side with you and your client. And it's great and it's important to know and understand what they do as well. Those are some great tips from a business side of things, is just remembering that, you know, it's okay to work for somebody else before you start your own business. Another tip that's important is to really establish an understanding of what you want to accomplish, and then knowing the steps that it takes to get there, and realizing that you're probably going to need help unless you're just a grand wizard, all-knowing person, which pretty much none of us are.
Yeah.
You're gonna need some help on getting there. All right, cool. So let's talk a little bit now about the personal side of things, okay? Some tips and suggestions and ideas for dealing with the personal side of things as that evolves, and what things that you've been through. Maybe, Katie, I'll have you start this. Things that you've been through that you could say, hey, if I could go back and tell 15 years ago myself this is what I would tell her.
So I think some of the high level points here would be, definitely work hard, but set boundaries and stick to your boundaries. I don't want to say boundaries, stick to your guidelines. You need a day off. You need to have rest. If you're not 100% rested, you can't be the best person for you, your family, and your client. You also need to make time for the people in your life that you care about, and really just create a balance. You need to let your clients know kind of your schedule too, so that they know how to effectively work well within that too. And obviously, if there's an issue or anything, they can contact us at any time. I think if I'd go back 15 years ago, I don't know if I would tell myself anything different. I would just say you need to adapt more and adapt to your current structure in life, your family, your business, everything, and just make it work all around the best you can.
Those are really, really great points, Katie. And one thing that I took away from actually Gary V was that you can, Gary still, you know, recommends 6 to 8 hours of sleep, you know, no deprivation of sleep. He can do that because you're crushing the other 15 hours that you're awake. I think we have this mentality that, oh, if I stay up for 20 hours, you know, I'm going to get more done. You'll be more productive if you just pack it up, you know, get good sleep, rest, take care of yourself. You know, it's so easy to just kind of put everything into the business and forget about yourself as a person. I've noticed that in myself, that like I let my health go. Like, you cannot let your health go for your business. That's one thing for
sure. Yeah, absolutely. Your health, your well-being, sure. Yeah. Whether it's rest, whether it's, you know, going to the gym, whether it's getting out and running a little bit, just staying healthy. I mean, especially in our industry, we're all on our feet a lot. We're spending a lot of time on our feet. And we're also spending a lot of time at some really nice events with really good food.
Yeah.
which means that we have the opportunity to really consume some great food. And if we're not balancing that with some sort of exercise during the week and different things like that, that can really start to affect you really quickly. And the longer you're doing this and the older you get, the more challenges that come with that. So I think that is definitely a good point. It's very important. Finally, I think we'll wrap it up with just saying that communication is really probably the key and the biggest high-level point of all of this. Communication, communicating to your family, communicating to your client, just making sure that everybody is all on as close to the same page as possible. And I think that it makes for a much better productive business life, and it makes for a much happier personal life.
100%, I agree. Just having that open communication, having fun with it too, I think is great too.
Fun is definitely important, especially in what we do.
Yeah, I think we need to take a step back also when we get stressed out, when we've got a lot on our plate, you know, everything can get really hazy and things become unclear. But one thing when you take a step back is like, remember what we get to do is, you know, bring incredible moments to people's lives. I think that's something important to remind yourself of.
And then also to piggyback on that frustration and aggravation, the probably the biggest mistake we'll make a lot is we immediately go to that people or that person or those people closest to us. And we have to remember it's not their fault. They're not the cause of that.
Right.
They're not the reason for that. And just because they're the closest people to us doesn't mean that we should just automatically take those things out on them. So I think it's important to remember that as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, guys. Well, thank you very much. We hope you got a lot out of this today. Katie, we really appreciate you being on with us today. If you are getting married or you know somebody getting married, especially in the Florida area or probably anywhere, Katie, I think you've gone all over this United States to help people. Definitely look Katie up. We'll provide the information in the show notes on how you can reach Katie and her team. I know she'd love to help you out and hear about your special event, whether it's a wedding or a corporate event or anything at all. Any way that they can help you, I know she would love to do that.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Katie.
Thank you guys again for listening to another episode of the Rookie and the Vet podcast. See you next time.
Take care, y'all.